we're like totally building this industry right now of construction tech. And like, we have to be there to, you know, tell them what the field needs, you know, what features that we need so that y'all can build what we need and not just what you think we need.
Welcome to Built Different, a podcast featuring teams, technology, and trendsetters who are changing the way that we build. I'm Grant Hagen.
And I'm Brian Mazzaretta.
And we welcome you to join a community obsessed with questioning the status quo,
creating cultures of innovation,
and equipping everyone with powerful tools to quite simply build different.
Well, welcome into the Build Different podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Grant Hagen. Thank you all so much for coming back and tuning in with us here for episode 4. We have another amazing conversation with a couple of our friends over at Andrus Construction. John and Britt will be joining us here for this episode. And it's a really fun conversation. We just really had a great time talking about the technology that got us to today and some really fun technology on the horizon that you guys can be excited about. And so just a quick reminder of why we're here for Built Different and why we get so excited about you guys tuning in and engaging with us is really our hope is just to connect individuals in a really disconnected industry. And so we hope that you guys find these conversations really fun and really engaging. And if someone comes to mind or something that you heard really stands out or resonates, we would love for you guys to consider sharing that over with other individuals. This has just been a really fun kickstart to the season again here for Built Different. And we hope these episodes are just continuing to be encouraging for y'all. And so without further ado, we'll connect you guys down to this episode. And thank you all for joining in. We'll talk soon.
We are live here from ProCore Groundbreak, tuning in on the Built Different podcast. We'd love to hear a little bit about your guys' backgrounds, how long you guys have been in the industry, what some of the things you guys focus on. And yeah, we'll dive into it.
Cool. Yeah, so I started in construction. Family's all in construction. It was kind of the natural place to go. I did internships in high school, college, after college, when did my own thing, did some development stuff, some real estate stuff, but then got back into construction. Started out in the field. I mean, early days, I started with a broom, right?
Humble beginnings.
I started with a broom, graduated to a hammer, and they didn't even give me nails to like go put up safety rails. They said,
just figure it out.
Well, they said, take them out of the boards that are laying on the ground.
Oh my gosh.
You know, so that was killing two birds with one stone. So, you know, graduated from the broom to a hammer and then got skid steer certified. And then, you know, I thought the field might not be my calling. And switched to more of like the office side. Loved it. I mean, shoot, I was doing office stuff before we even had ProCore. So like, I try to make sure I teach like the guys that are coming in like straight out of college right now, right? I think it's kind of critical on how we adopt tech is that we get the same technology on every project, no matter what project size, you get the same stuff, right? And we're giving these tools to people and, you know, there's processes that come along with it and it's supposed to make your life better. And I think it does make people's lives better. Makes people, you know, gives them that process that they can get things done. You know, and it's organized and you don't have to be tied to that office trailer in order to go look at those slip sheeted drawings. Like, and they just happen to be on ProCore.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't have to go back and scan through your digital camera, you know, and be like, oh, I'm going to put these on the computer. And then maybe they make it on the computer and if they do that, you're going to say like image 001, like those were terrible, terrible days. And we thought we were awesome back then. that was. Digital cameras. I remember my dad went crazy about digital cameras. And we bought everyone a digital camera.
Yeah.
You know, we can take all these pictures. Yeah. You know? And so there's so much that we've rolled out over the past decade. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really cool. And I think we got to continue to remind the people that are coming up in this industry, like, hey, it hasn't been like this before. And I think we listened to a session yesterday where like software doesn't come straight out of the box, ready to go.
Yeah.
We're like, totally building this industry right now of construction tech. And like, we've got to help the companies like, you know, like Struction Site and Drone Deploy, you know, y'all joining. We have to be there to, you know, tell them what the field needs, you know, what features that we need so that y'all can build what we need and not just what you think we need. Now I've got Britt. So Britt's my like operations technology specialist, right? So his job now is doing implementation stuff. So we have all the software, and then Britt kind of, you can take it from here on, like, what your job is.
Well, I mean, I started with Andrus 2015, so it's been a while. Went to Oklahoma State, the typical just engineering construction degree. Started in the field, office engineer, project engineer. Rather than going into the project manager role, kind of stepped into John's team, you know, I kind of, it was a natural turn. You know, I kind of took to all of our tech stacks, all of our scheduling processes, instruction side, Procore, et cetera. Found a lot of interest in it and teaching and coaching all the guys. So kind of led myself to here, you know, about 6 months ago, joined his team and really helped with the implementation, helped with the processes, like you said, because we always want to avoid just, I say, flicking the burger at somebody and saying, hey, we came to a conference, we bought a cool software, you go figure it out. It's like, those are the guys that don't live in this. They don't see this. They don't get to interact with the people who are in the know. So I like to take it on the responsibility of really coaching and bridging that gap from tech to field. We've seen it time and time again, really do wonders with how well they actually use the product and what they get out of it.
Yeah. Well, I think a big part about your job now is also comparing the different platforms that we have, you know, looking at our scheduling platform and comparing that to, are we taking those pictures? Looking at Procore's inspections tool where we're adding that item at the bottom that says, did you take your instruction site 360 photos, right? And going through, and it's almost like a full like back end quality control on our
just
software
on the tech side. And that's an interesting thing to, and I know we're going to dive into that a little bit more, but like even down at a micro level, it's like, hey, like, are we getting the most out of these tools? Are they being used in the way that they should be?
Right.
And I think what gets often overlooked is like, oh, well, you just put the car in motion and you don't do any kind of checkups on it. You just kind of hope things are good. There's no oil changes. You don't refuel any fluids and stuff. And you're like, but that's not how a car operates. Like, you have to do diagnostics and like see where things are going.
Yep.
So your question, Mr. BV.
Yeah. No, I mean, especially what you're saying, like that, adding in that check point in the quality control of the Procore checklist, right? Like, did you take your instruction site photos? Like, could you talk more about the story behind that? Like, how did that happen, right? Like, there must be some type of story behind that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we had a guy in our company read a book. I don't read books very well, but I listen to people who read books. It's my one flaw. It's a podcast, sorry. It's a flaw. I wouldn't say one. I've got many. But he read a book one time. It was called The Checklist Manifesto, I think. And I was talking about how like pilots have checklists and doctors have checklists. And the doctor one was interesting. It's like, hey, first cut them open and then do the surgery. And then at the end, make sure that you didn't leave anything inside of the building. Like, well said. You know, and then, you know, so it's like, hey, here are all the things that you got to do in order to make this go right. And so we kind of took that and applied that into the inspections that we use on Procore. So at the bottom, you know, it was kind of just like a natural thing. Like, hey, what else do we need you to do when you're going into this area and checking all these things? It's kind of our like stamp of approval, right? That's our, hey, I went into this unit and I checked everything is correct. And this is me signing off on it with this picture, right? That's how we want to treat, you know, these pictures. Now, you know, there are photos that we take that are just progress photos, right? But when we're doing those photos that are tied to an inspection, it is very much a, here is my seal of approval. This is what I checked, because, you know, you're kind of putting it all out there, right? Like, if you say that, you know, you checked that all the boxes are roughed in and then you got a picture and the boxes aren't all roughed in, right?
Yeah.
Well, then did we do it right? Now that's a coachable moment, right? We know who took the picture. We know who did the inspection. Coachable moment. Hey man, this is what this really means, right? So I think it's a really cool tool and a really easy way for everyone else to implement. I mean, it's literally just adding an inspection.
I like what you said too about like the signature of it, right? And it's kind of like, we could go a lot of different directions.
Absolutely.
Like, the checklist part of it, man, I just think of back when I was on a job doing punch list stuff. Yeah. I mean, a dormitory project, you know, 500 plus rooms over and over and over. And there's just a lot of, like, I remember the checklist on checklist, but like, it's really reassuring to know like, hey, like there are other industries, key a pilot, key a doctor that like
life or death
got us here and have like taken care of me at home that like, that's a huge thing. And I think it's like flipping the script and just the narrative around checklists in general. One, that's a great topic to camp on. And then two, just like, hey, you're signing off on this and like, hey, yeah, signing your signature, like that may not mean much to you, but when it's a photo and it like has your name tied to it, like that should mean something. And so, it's just a cool workflow to kind of hear. And then I'm curious, Britt, on your end, when you kind of see some of those and you're kind of doing the diagnostic of like, hey, how do those look? Do they look the way that they should? How do you kind of go into those, some of those coachable moments of like that maybe wasn't done right, or hey, maybe that's not kind of meeting what we had intended and hoped to?
So, the good thing is I think naturally by having that signature block or having that kind of sense of ownership to it, there's rarely a time that there's someone's going in there and just not taking a photo correctly or doing it wrong. Like I found that really very little of my time is actually spent saying, hey, this is wrong. What are you doing?
Yeah.
It's more of, hey, let's buy into this idea, and they take it and run with it. I mean, it's impressive. We're starting to see them elaborate on these inspections where they go, oh no, this isn't good enough. We needed actually one that's also a video walk check. Like I didn't do just a 360. I did a video walk. Like I want it to be known I did that.
Yep.
They're breaking out into more detailed inspections in general, not just one, this whole room's good. It's, oh no, I took pictures of the cabinets, or, you know, I went and actually made sure just electrical set in. It seems to be an organic, the field likes to just get better, which has kind of made my life easy. You know, I kind of just have to steer people and they take it and run with it, which is ultimately the goal, right? It's just to help the processes, the handoff to where they take it and run with it. Cause the way I see it is they'll go to their next job and keep teaching other people. It ends up being just the whole industry will get shaped to be better from the grassroots of something like this.
Yeah. You know? Well, also to mention on this, since we're at a tech convention where you can buy anything, right? This hasn't been an overnight deal.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
we've used Structure Insight for the past 5 years.
Right.
And so it gets ingrained into your systems and it becomes part of what you do. So at the beginning, it might be more teachable, like, hey, before you take this picture, you got to make sure everything's good in it. Right. But then eventually it gets into, oh, hey, maybe check that the lighting is good and before you take the picture, right? And like make sure that your camera doesn't have a broken lens.
I'm curious. I kind of want to go back to, because this is kind of nostalgic and fun, to kind of like the road that got us here, you know? And we joke around and talk about, you know, staples in a construction, you know, PDF or a construction paper set of drawings and cameras and things. Like if we kind of reflect back and think, hey, we didn't think it was maybe going to take this long to get here, or maybe we got here faster than we thought. Like, let's kind of like reflect backwards a little bit. Like, what's been some of the things that have surprised you about the last 4 or 5 years, and some of the things that you're like, no, that's not really surprising. That's kind of what I expected.
Man, the past 4 or 5 years, I feel like it's just like the trajectory is just wild.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, like literally I remember construction tech before Procore even had an iPad app.
Yeah, for sure. Right? Or even do you remember when the Bluebeam iPad app came out?
Yeah.
That like blew everyone away. They're like, oh my gosh, I can like start to actually look at drawings on an iPad.
Oh dude, I got them on the first week.
Like
it was called PDF Viewer.
Yeah. Goodreader, right?
Yeah.
Give me some
Goodreader. Yeah, there's Goodreader. Yeah.
Let's go.
I think PDF Viewer is still out there. It's one of like the original 30 iPad apps.
But like think about that. Like,
yeah.
The iPad came out in the last 10 years.
Yeah. Which
for the folks that are listening, they're like, these guys are talking about iPads. Who cares about that? But like that's a real thing.
It's huge. Oh, for sure.
And it's crazy that like, okay, so you kind of do some reflecting. You look backwards in 10 years and you're like, man, well, yeah, the iPad came out. That was a big deal. Like Bluebeam obviously changed the way that we looked at drawings and the kind of digital state on a PDF. Talk a little bit about like kind of the reality capture side of it, because that's like kind of the next-ish wave of what we kind of saw and got used to on the hardware side with the iPad and kind of some of the software side with Bluebeam. But yeah, talk a little bit about the reality capture side of it.
I mean, like I said, we went from digital cameras.
Or iPhone cameras too, right?
Well, like, before iPhone cameras.
Even, yeah.
No one took cell phone camera pictures, hopefully.
3 megapixel.
Pull the razor flip out. Phone. And, yeah, no, I don't even think that was a thing.
Yeah.
But like, we had digital cameras, and then, you know, those just lived on the digital camera. You'd see it in like an office box when it goes to the next project, and like, there's an SD card in it, and the massive SD card, remember?
Yeah, another big
ones. Or the disc.
Yeah,
we had some of the disc. Yeah, that's
to the listeners. We are very much aging ourselves now.
Yeah, not floppy disks. They were the cool, like
they looked cool. Yeah,
the GameCube looking discs.
Yeah,
PSP.
Yeah, we're not even that old.
Right. That's the best part.
Well, that's what the cool part about this. Like, I remember old school construction, and I'm not even that old. Like. Yeah. This has been the past 10 years.
Change has been, right?
Yeah.
Right. It's generational for 10 years from us.
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, the trajectory the past 4 or 5 is just, it's made it to where like you can't even think about 10 years ago where we were.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there are drones that are doing autonomous capture, you know, and they're able to capture the same points every time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something unthinkable. We literally used to have a guy, and there's still people out there that do this, but they fly around in an airplane or a helicopter and they just they take four or five shots of your project and here you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, and those helicopter flights were, I forgot about that.
And we thought those were awesome.
Yeah.
Right. But now we can throw a drone up at any time.
Right.
You know, and get a picture at the same point we had the picture last week. You know? So
and then even on the ground side of it, like when you start to think about 360 cameras weren't even a thing. But like people were using Google Street View before 360 cameras were out. So it's like, it was kind of, they were already educated about, hey, go to that spot on the map and like see what is around its surroundings. But like, I mean, the 360 camera stuff has just exploded.
I remember when I saw my first 360 camera, which was at Groundbreak.
Was it a Samsung Gear 360?
Oh, well, it was the LG. What was the white LG?
Yeah, the one that looked like it looked like a little mini bubble.
Yeah, it looked like the snowball microphone.
It was white. Yeah, it had that kind of trapezoid base in the top,
and I was like,
"What is that thing?" Yeah,
yeah. Wow. And then I think we got into the Ricohs pretty quickly after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it just was like, oh, wow. I had just gone through this on my project where I had to, like, I used Bluebeam. We're just plugging all the products today.
Yeah.
I used Bluebeam and I took all the pictures that we had from this one room. And I was like, I marked it up and I was like, man, it was this edge is one. And that equals one on this edge of this picture.
Yeah.
You know, and I like basically made this like,
collage
puzzle map.
Right.
I was like drawing arrows like this because we had this beam that was going across and they're like, okay, we need to figure out how to shore up this beam. I think there's some like sagging, right?
Yeah.
And we didn't have a picture that showed the whole beam from one side to the other.
Oh wow.
And we had to get everything in there. And I was like, immediately when I saw it, I was like, that one camera could have just solved all that work.
Yeah.
You know, you see everything in it. From one picture, one second of time.
Do you remember what Groundbreak that was?
It was the first Austin Groundbreak.
Okay, yeah. That was where we met Destruction Site.
Yeah.
It was the first Austin one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's where it was. We've come so far.
Yeah.
You know, like the standard pictures is like, that's great. Or you can take one 360. And then it's like, well, can we do Google Street View? You know, and walk through, and it's like, why not?
Well, hey, team, as we take a quick pause from the episode, we just want to, again, thank you guys for listening in with us. If you can remember how you came across this episode, we just really want to continue to build this community organically. And if someone shared it over with you, or if you thought of someone while you were listening in, just consider sending it over to them and finding other ways to grow this community organically.
Now, let's get back into it.
Let's go.
I'm curious, Britt, like what surprised you having kind of come into the industry a little bit later than us that you've kind of seen some of this, like we're over here talking about floppy disks, lulls, but like, I mean, you were in school while a lot of this stuff was really starting to come out and you got to see it through internships and kind of see it before you graduated. But I mean, is this kind of like just common, you know, like base knowledge now of like, man, if you're not like in the know of some of these like tools of how they can help you and not just like, oh, that's a toy, that's a cool thing. Like, is that almost like the baseline that you feel like a lot of folks are coming out of like school?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely seems that there isn't anybody that isn't 360 documenting with photos that way. When I came in, it was rare. Like we had only a couple in the company and it was more of a, how I see laser scanning today, where it's like, hey, come in and this is an event. We need to really do this real quick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's some contractors are different, but you know, that's more of an endeavor. Now it's like, I mean, there's multiple cameras. People do them very easily. Destruction Site app is so much easier than it used to be. Video walks didn't exist back then. I mean, I think stuff like making it so easy to the guy that was a foreman for 40 years of his life and decides, hey, let me just pick up this thing and can make it work. I think that's what's been the coolest change that I've witnessed, going from something that's more of a spectacle and a really specialized tool to just, man, anybody can pick it
up. It's almost like the barrier of entry is like, do you have to train on it? Nope.
Right.
That like it has to be that easy. It's almost like the bar has been lowered. Sounds weird, but like it's lowered to the point of like, hey, if I can't teach someone in truly like an hour's meeting,
right,
this is just not going to work.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the lowered barrier to entry.
But yeah.
Another point about that too, right? Like, it's not just the person capturing, but it's who's actually taking the time to go look at those photos, right? Like, the best relationships I see is, you know, brand new intern, new to the job, wants to bring value, can get the camera set up. Sure. And then senior superintendent on that job that knows what to do with those photos and actually can be dangerous with them.
Yeah, you're right.
It's a two-way communication, right? Yeah. Like, you need both sides.
For sure. It's really cool. I mean, I remember days when I used to do it. You know, when I first graduated, we'd take in photos of pre-4 photos, and you get in there with our senior superintendent who, you know, retired a few years ago. We'd be in my office, and, you know, that, like, passing of knowledge both ways, like you're saying, is really cool, because there's rarely a time that a younger guy can kind of help the older team member that's got the construction knowledge, but you're getting a meeting of the tech savvy and the actual industry savvy.
We were just talking about that and how do you quantify that value okay, we all know the generation, you know, in front of us is going to be, you know, retiring out here. We got super young, excited folks coming in. What's going to bridge that gap? And it's like, wait, we're talking about a simple 360 photo to immerse you in that environment and have someone look over your shoulder and tell you why that's the way it is. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, last point on that, right? Like, I had an intern, right? So he was looking at my 4-week look aheads. You go very, very high level, right? You're like framing, right? Like, he went back through the photos to teach himself how a wall is constructed.
Wow.
Right? Like, using the photos retroactively to teach himself construction. Yeah, and he was like, oh, yeah, that's like, you have the top part, you have the bottom part, and then you put the studs in. Yeah. I'm like, wow. Right on. Like, oh, what's waterproofing? I showed him my last project. He understood, you know, multiple layers, so right? Cool. Like, you know, just even understanding the sequence of how it's done, right? Because I just write waterproofing. He's like, okay, wait, scissor lift, up, down, you know, primer. Waterproofing, moving on, right? Like, it's interesting to kind of see how we can use old projects to teach the future generation.
Right. You know, if that guy's looking for a job.
The workforce is low.
Yeah.
But it is interesting when you think of it. It's like, hey, we talked a few things yesterday of like, you don't know the value of what you're going to get out of these tools. You know that they're going to be valuable. Like, let's just take drones. Like, hey, that would seem to make sense for the basic like helicopter replacements of what we're doing. But you have no idea of the data that's going to come out of it, the quality that's going to, and it's like, I think that's what I would just encourage. I mean, a lot of folks that tune in and listen to this is like, yeah, I want to try, but I don't know where to start. It's like, start and then learn from the value that you can get out of it.
I mean, you're right though, about what you were saying about the video walks, right? Like, sometimes in the moment, you may not think that you needed to capture photos of an area that didn't have progress, but sometimes it's the photo of no progress getting done that you need later on.
Yeah.
Right. No, like, that pallet material has been in the middle of that room for a while.
Your video walk might have walked past something where you're like, oh, it's just an electric closet. I'm not going to go stick my head in there and take a picture. But then you're like, oh crap, what happened? You know, did we get, you know, these sleeves in there, you know, and like having that picture that you don't think you need, that's what's cool about the video walk. But then, you know, also, you know, think about computer vision and AI have come along so far in the past 10 years, right? And you're having to train those things off of past photos, right?
Yeah.
And the more photos that we can have as our company to be able to do stuff with AI and computer vision in the future, I mean, that's huge, right? Yeah. So, you know, I like to always, I don't know, I'm a big dreamer. I like the future a lot.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to make sure like we're teaching people about the future and what things are going to be able to be done in the future.
Yeah.
Right. And that we're not just living in the present and just like, oh, yep, only doing present things.
Okay. But before we go future, I have another kind of past question and then we'll transition into that. What have we missed? What have we missed in the last 10 years that you kind of think, or not even 10, we can go 5, but like, what have we maybe missed the mark in looking backwards that has kind of bubbled up to the front now that we're like, That's interesting. Maybe I missed it. Maybe we missed it. That's a tough question.
Yeah. Man, that's a tough question without making people mad at me.
Yeah, I mean, that's quite interesting. I missed
it. Leap out when my answer is, and then we'll be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing that I thought was going to come faster is robots. But like, I think if you think a drone is a robot, like, which it is.
Yeah,
you know, it has come. We just didn't think of them in the way that, you know, that we thought.
Yeah.
Right. Like, that it was going to be like doing all your work, which there are like the Hilti Jibots and all.
Yeah. So just robotics in general.
Yeah, obviously. I thought robotics was going to get harder, but I mean, there's so much stuff out there right now that like robotics is, I think that's probably the next decade.
Yeah,
for sure.
Brent, what do you think?
Man, you know, without being too cheap piggybacking, but I remember when I first started doing 360 photos specifically, you know, it's always kind of assumed or told, oh yeah, one day we're going to have a robot walking through this 360.
Yeah.
So like they'll do the video walks and you're not going to need to be doing it eventually.
Yeah. That's my sales pitch.
And it's
short term.
I'm also among the belief that similar to the checklist of owning it, like doing your walk is also a final look through. So I mean, do you really want someone coming to automate it? Cause then you don't get that relationship of the guy who took the photo to the field that gets it, you know? So I mean, it's
going to be a joint thing.
I don't know.
I think that's
Spot goes through every day, takes your pictures.
Yeah. It's just technology that it's for sure taking longer and longer for good reasons. Like we don't have self-driving cars yet. That's a challenge, right? Like that involves a lot of things outside of even understanding that we would know, but.
Are you saying we need Elon Musk to join the construction industry? Hey,
I don't know.
Man,
Elon.
If he's tuning in right now, we got a hat and a shirt for you.
He is a regular listener.
I can't convince you it's much, but we can give you a sweet hat.
Regular listener, Elon.
And then, just kind of transition into wrapping up. What 5 years, man? What's the things that excites you guys when you kind of think a little bit into the future, crystal ball of like, hey, we're going to be here at 2027 groundbreak.
Yeah.
Talking about, man, I'm surprised at how much that, I mean, you talk about the inflection and it really is starting to kind of spike, but.
I think the next 5 years are going to be integrations, right? I mean, it shows right now with who we're talking to, but I think there's other softwares out there. Like, you know, we use workforce tracking, we're Genda people, and taking that data to drive decisions and actions and other things. I was chatting with the guys over the booth yesterday.
Yeah,
saying, like, if I know when people are, where people are, right. And then that triggers me to go, okay, hey, go take some construction site photos. Yeah. And then construction site tells me, hey, you're 80% complete here. Well, then over here, I can know, like, hey, we're going to expect to see some more people back here.
Yeah.
And if we have it, then, you know, we can make decisions off of, hey, we need to send people there and make sure that gets back on the schedule because it's saying we're not done. So there's all these things like in tying schedules into, you know, daily reports and all that. There's so much stuff where I think these integrations and these companies that have built right now, everyone's going to start really working closer together on that stuff.
I think what you're trying to say is we're paving the way.
You were paving.
I mean, I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
We're all paving the way together.
Yeah, right. It's over here.
Would you say better together?
Better together.
I think better together.
Over to you. Overused.
it's
on our shirt.
What's the back?
United we capture.
United we capture.
But I need a flag in my hand when I say that. I'm taking the hills.
I should have had that one in the back.
That's funny.
Britt, what do you think, man? I mean, 5 years, you've been here a while now to kind of see where trends are going, but.
So. I think in the next 5 years, we're going to see a shift in more of the fields taking ownership and being better at using it.
Okay.
I mean, think of all what I see is we got younger superintendents that are just now starting to become the job site leaders.
Yeah.
Those are the guys that are saying, how do we get better? How do we do this process to work with technology?
Sure.
You have no more pushback at all. So I think in 5 more years, that's just going to trickle down and continue to grow. And it's going to be funny when once we were kind of the Andrus experts at the tech, we're going to see the job sites be like, did you see this stuff? Like, I've been looking into this and like,
nice. We've
really been doing this process. I didn't even think about it, you know? So I think it's just going to continue to be not as niche, you know, on the job site level to be really involved with tech.
Well said. Brian, any thoughts?
No, I'm good with everything that they're saying.
Check. He's looking over his checklist.
I feel like I need
to be a doctor now, man. I totally underestimated a checklist until you guys told me other people use it too.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, son of a gun.
We gotta be looking at other industries in order to make ours better.
Hey, preach.
We got to that. Like, we can't reinvent the wheel on things, right? Like, we have to be able to take stuff from other industries, especially the UI stuff, like, make it simple for these people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's so much we could talk about.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we could just keep going.
Well, fellas, we really appreciate it. This is super fun. I'm glad we got to snag you for a little bit. Really appreciate the time. Always fun getting to run it back, talking about old school stuff in a new tech world.
Absolutely.
Come on. All right. Well, hey, we will catch you on the next episode of the Built Different podcast.
Make sure to subscribe to Built Different on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Let's build this community together.